Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 16. Quickly. He said, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child and thy princes eat in the morning. He said, if your king is a child, if the people that take decisions over the territory, over your territory, and people that wake up to eat in the morning, say, woe unto you. That is to say, I don't need to interpret it. Let me leave it like that. The scripture is self-explanatory. It says, woe unto you. Meanwhile, the dietitian will always tell you that breakfast is gold. The dietitian will tell you that lunch is silver and dinner is lead. Eat breakfast like a king. Eat lunch like what? It's dinner like a servant. Eat breakfast like a king. You people are denying me now. Eat lunch like what? Like a prince. And then you eat dinner like a servant. That means don't eat too much in the night, so that your stomach will not come out. You start having big stomach. And you can't wear the button of your suit. Not because the button was not designed for you to wear it. But there's an arrangement. Hallelujah. Now, so the dietitians have given us a sequence of diet. But the Bible is saying, woe unto a land that its princes are babes and they eat in the morning. There will be a challenge in your life when you cannot fast. Your state is a state of woe. It means you are an accident looking for where to happen. It will obviously happen. And the reason is because you eat in the morning. So I want to deal with that subject of fasting that I touched a little. And it generated controversy. Genesis chapter 3, verse 9 to 11. Genesis chapter 3, verse 9 to 11. I told you about a brother that came here. And I spotted him in the congregation. I took him to my office. I said, this fasting you are fasting, this fasting is beyond your measure. This is the kind of fasting you will do, and you will collide with a demon. You see, the thing is, even his chest is paining him. I say, yes, because what you are carrying, what you want to carry, you don't have your legs, you don't have legs to carry it. So he said, what will he do? That you have not been able to sleep. I say, yes, that the thing you are sensing is not a blessing. It's a proof of danger lurking around the corner. So I now told him, I will help you. Go to the, sit this side, sit this way. And when the anointing comes, I will remove the heavy load. And don't fast like that again. So that was a statement I made that generated controversy. I said, because of the A, that's why I'm going here now. Genesis chapter 3, verse 9 to 11. Quickly. Genesis 3. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. The diagnosis of that statement is in the next verse. He said unto him, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? That's the diagnosis. Whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat. God's diagnosis of the use of the word naked, because that naked is not in the that word is not in the lexicon of life. You stumble on this word because you have entered into another knowledge faculty. And that knowledge faculty was occasioned by an eating. The whole issue of the fall today was tied to someone that ate what he was not supposed to eat. And then the entire humankind is a victim of someone's eating. Those days, in March, in the month of March, when the thing about coronavirus, wash your hands, and people will be doing like this. And then one boy now said, China ate meat and we are washing hands. The people that ate the raw meat, he said, we are the one washing hands. So
For what will he not?
Now listen to me. This world has gone through tragedy because people ate. The New Testament perspective of this matter is the temptation of Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 that I read yesterday. I wanted to take this thing easy, but Matthew chapter 4 is the New Testament position. This second Adam, this last Adam, was now given an opportunity to redeem that position. And the devil came and noticed that he was hungry and suggested that he should use his divine power to command stones to become what?
Bread.
It was still supposed to be an eating matter. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So, yes, it is true I am hungry, but I am not regulated by my hunger. I am regulated by the governing voice of God that is spoken into my life. And that governing voice has not allowed me to eat, even though eating is legitimate. It is not something I can do because it's not the instruction of the governing voice. So we now saw a different kind of human being that could have the legitimate need to eat, but yet he is being regulated by a governing voice. And in saying that, Jesus revealed how humankind was designed to operate. He said, man, that means humankind, was not designed to live by bread only, but by the proceeding word of God. That means, for us believers, food is not necessarily a priority. We can keep food aside so that we can attend to more pressing kingdom matters. If we want to do an anatomy of Jesus' fasting escapade, I want to invite us to the book of Matthew chapter 4. Are you there in Matthew 4 quickly? Matthew 4, quickly. Matthew 4 and verse 1. Matthew 4 verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. The exercise I would like us to do is to find all the other gospels where there is an account of this, his fasting escapade. Can we do that? Where is the Lukanan account? Luke 4, verse 1. In the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 1, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. You know why I came to Luke? The reason is because in the Lukean account there was no record that Jesus was not drinking, but we were sure that Jesus did not eat. So the biblical, classical definition of a dry fast is actually food, no food, plus water. That's the classical definition of a dry fast. Are you with me? Now, based on the type of fast you decide to adopt, I will give you guidelines for safe fasting. Because medical science has revealed that 78% of our body matter is water. So we live on water, literally. That's what it means. And if by any means you don't have as much water as you need in your body, you're already setting up a situation that is counterproductive. So the Bible says, in those days he ate what? Guidelines. If you are doing dry fast without water, and I need to tell you quickly, maybe you want to love God, you want to, you know, press into God and all of that, and you feel you want to do a dry fast, it's always recommended that you do 3 days. The one you will not take water. 3 days is the recommendation for that. And just in case after 3 days, you feel overwhelmed by the presence of God and you intend to continue. You are allowed to continue, but your limit for a dry fast without water should be 7 days. If you are going beyond 7 days, it is recommended that you begin to take water. I learned this one from Master Fasting Men. This one is not scripture. I'm just giving you safe guidelines for safe fasting. In my own opinion, if you do a 3-day fast, the power of a 3-day fast is enormous. Most of you don't know. The kind of fast that, what's her name? Esther. The dry fast that Esther did. How long was it? It shook the government and tilted things in her favor. Just 3 days dry fast. If you have a problem that is so difficult that you cannot solve, I recommend 3 days dry fast. That's one of the easiest ways to move the hand of God. You must have a very good reason to go beyond 3 days. And the good reason is that God told you. If you are not directed by God, we have other modes of fasting that you can do, not dry. Exactly. Oh, you are not with me. I love you guys. I want us to live long together. You don't know how many people we have dealt with in this place that their situation was occasioned by unguided fasting. Fasting doesn't give you a miracle. Fasting doesn't change God. Fasting actually changes you. It's a facility by which you can yield, you can adjust, you can find alignment through the sensitivity that is in your spirit. So the recommendation is, if there's a serious challenge, the prescription is 3 days dry fasting. If is very big, if you're overwhelmed with the presence of God, what the presence of God does, like Moses, he walked into the presence of God and forgot food. The presence of God can sustain your body without food. There's a dimension of the presence of God that can come upon you and you will not feel that you are not eating, you have not eaten food. You can use that dimension to do 7 days. Don't continue. If you are going to go beyond 7 days, begin to take water. I hope I'm making myself clear. All right. So, we have two kinds of fast based on this my definition. We have, if it's above 14 days, it is a long fast. If it is below 14 days, it's a short fast. If you are doing without water, recommended time frame is 3 days. If it goes beyond 3 days, and you feel the presence of God, if you begin to feel weak after 3 days, don't continue. It means you have reached the threshold, you have reached the limit. Any other thing that you are doing there is going to cause some damages. Are you still with me? Now, if you feel the presence of God and you want to go for 7 days, that presence can take you for 7 days. But it's not medically recommended for you to continue dry fasting after 7 days. You must introduce water. And if you introduce water, we do that water until 14 days. You need an express instruction from God to do any such fasting that doesn't involve food at all to cross beyond 14 days. You need God to tell you to do it. The type that you can do for 365 days, even if God tells you or not, is the one you break in the evening. If you want a journey, a spiritual journey, 6 to 6 is okay. Go for 70 days. You don't need to tell me. People in Somalia, that's the way they eat. They only eat in the evening. The nation is so poor that you have to gather your resources and prepare for one meal. Right? So some people in some poor places, that one meal experience is all they have. And they have grown till old age. Alright? So if you want to do an adventure, then take one meal per day. And you can choose any time you want the meal to come. You can choose to take the meal in the morning and then you don't eat till tomorrow morning. You can choose to take the meal in the afternoon. Then maybe you don't eat till tomorrow afternoon. Anything that is convenient for the kind of job you do, for the kind of thing you do, go with it. That's the principle of the long fast. You must eat in the long fast. If you are doing food without water, recommendation is 3 days. If you sense the presence of God, you can push it to 7. If you are going beyond 7, add water. Don't go beyond 14 if there's no instruction. So I think I've answered that question. Because of time, oh my God, I've exhausted all the time. We can't even proceed. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Now, before we begin to pray, because I really want us to pray today. Before we begin to pray, I will need questions. Two questions from the hall, two questions from the online people. Then we will begin to pray together. So this young man now was praying dry for doing dry fasting for 21 days. And my God, what was that for? What are you looking for? Spiritual things are not sprints. They are marathon. It's a marathon race. It's something. Fasting is something that you will eventually do as a regular part of your life. And when we say we live a fasted life, there are some people that don't eat morning at all. They don't eat afternoon at all. Some don't eat morning at all. They only eat from afternoon. And that's what they do. And they don't call that one fast. It's just living. That's how they live. Just to maintain some level of sensitivity. Just to maintain some level of sensitivity. So you don't eat in the morning. And I don't count that as a fast. Then when I want to now count the one I count as a fast, I now take away the afternoon. And then I eat in the evening. Because if I do 3 days dry, it doesn't have any effect on me. The one that works for me is a long fast. Anything from 40, 100, 200. Eating once a day. I know my spirit. I know my makeup. I know what works for me. So I will not join you to do dry fast because I will not profit from it. There were times during most of these times when we do IEC conference, I forget to eat. But that one is the Holy Ghost that came upon me. And then I forget. If I remember, I can eat. But I know days that I forgot. The fast that works for me is 6 to 6 for 40 and above. That one works for me. It takes time for my spirit to rise. It takes time for me. So do the one that is suitable to you. You need to make a self-discovery of yourself. Of your, don't try to be spiritual in the eyes of men. Just discover yourself. I used to do 3 days dry. Those days when I was in the university, 3 days dry. I don't get anything from it. Just as if I suffer myself and come out and there's nothing. But when I start 24, 25, 27, 28, 29, 40. So I fast long before God comes. There's one I did for almost a year. And then I saw an angel for the first time. When we reach the advanced part of this lecture, I will begin to tell us about special encounters. Special encounters. And there are several things you need to do to begin to get special encounters. But don't do them if you have not done the basic ones. Special encounters. When I begin to seek direction, I don't do dry fasting. God won't tell me anything. But when I begin to fast, only eat once, and I begin to go. 35, 40, 50, 60, 72, 73. He will come. The last time he came and stood. Jesus stood here like this. I tried to see him. He was like 20. He has never appeared like that to me. So we'll talk about deeper encounters. What is a deep encounter? What do you expect? How does it come? How do you know that there's a personality in your room that is not from here? I mean, a divine personality. What is the protocol of engagement? Because you need to engage the person sometimes. And that was what Eli was trying to teach Samuel. He said, if this thing happens again, initiate the process. Because God doesn't speak much. He only answers much. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Hallelujah. Yes, two questions quickly, and then we are going to pray. I want us to pray today. I want to be very sure that we have solved the fasting question. The fasting question is solved. Yes. Yes. Okay. If there is no question, then we can begin to pray. I want to be sure we have solved the question. We have solved the question. There's a challenge in your life. You are trusting God for a quick intervention. The recommendation is 3 days without food. No water, no food. Just call on God. Not a very robust prayer point. Just say, you need His intervention. You need His hand to come. That thing won't work. The thing that wants to fight you, it will be arrested. This is like a mathematical formula. I'm telling you, this one works like fire. In 2 days' time, something is about to happen and the effect will not be good to you. Just go on a fast quickly. That was how righteous men those days reacted to situations. as they afflicted their soul before God, they were able to provoke his jealousy. Fasting is starving the flesh so that you can stuff the spirit. So as you are starving the flesh, you are draining the power and the voice of the flesh. In the same, as you are doing that, be supplying food for the spirit. Expose yourself to messages. Be reading the scriptures. Be in the atmosphere of worship. Just be doing that for 3 days. The strength you will come out with will be so much that the thing that you are afraid of will become afraid of you. No question from there? B. You have one? Bring it quickly. I don't want my time wasted. Then you begin to see strength will begin to come. Begin to come. When I start fasting for long and it goes beyond 80 days, it is most likely that God will send me an angel. Most likely, 60% likely that he will send me an angel. 60% likely. 60% likely. I've seen light. This wall, a normal wall, I've seen it shed light before for 25 minutes. And while I was bathing in the light, the Lord said, the reason why I showed you this light is so that you'll be aware, you'll be conscious of the fact that I'm with you. I said, Kai, I love you. I didn't know that the reason why he did that was because I was going to go through persecution. Terrible persecution. And he did that to register something on an impression that I cannot deny. Some of the encounters you are going to have is going to be followed by terrible persecution. So God came and registered his presence. The persecution lasted for 7 years. But I was able to survive because I could not deny that light. Heaven and earth shall pass away. They say, my word. How do we break a long fast? If you are doing the long fast the way I said you should do it, which is breaking every evening, you don't need any technology to break it. You break it normally. Nothing will happen to you. But if you do the one like the 7 days dry fast, because the presence of God came upon you and you were able to push it for 7 days, then you need to look for liquid things to begin to take for one 24-hour day. And then your appetite will begin to come from the next day. But it's advisable for you to stay on the liquid level for 2 days, and then on the third day, your appetite will come back and you can visit Pandedia. For the daily fast that can be broken in the evening, 6 to 6, for a year, can someone engage? This is for married people. You already know the. So it's asking if that aspect can be introduced. You have to introduce it. Because there's a rule on this in the scripture. Don't go and starve your husband and say you are looking, you are wrong. You can engage. The answer is yes. Oh, I don't know if it's a brother or sister. Don't abstain. If that one doesn't affect your alignment. May the Lord give you understanding. It does not affect alignment. It does not affect it. Yeah, you actually add strength. So, make sure that you are not. Can we pray for a moment? Today, God will give you strength. Today, He will give you strength. Hallelujah. Chief Donatus, don't go and. Mama le maye kona ya ma. Selina lo preska bata male. Selina na broske basse mina le mo. Sailele koma sate ma breva boma. Sailele kama sila boma. Alena momo sana mama. Alena la mosa maye kona. Sailele kona braske bobila. Sile lo kena sana mombra ma. Oh, 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 oh,
Elina no se la babroske bani. Elina na mose sala bronte mastaila. Eline se la mandelo. Eline ne mamarebo sena. Apre bobo sena diga monte. Apre bobo lina salamo sena. Elina ne salo marana. Elina ne la bomarama. Oh, 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 oh,
Jesus. Jesus. Abobele iko samina.
Oh, 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 oh,
you see, I see in the spirit there's one of us, and I think maybe the person might be, but it's not limited, but I believe there's one here, because I could see an angel holding a rope, and the person was holding that rope, part of the rope was on the person's waist, and the angel was drawing the person. The person would go, and the angel would draw the person. And what I see there is a fast. It's drawing the person into a fast, and it's going beyond the person's expectation. That person I'm talking about, okay, and what I just saw, many days now, for many days, don't stop, because the power of God is what is responsible for what is happening. The power of God is what is responsible. It's drawing you inside. There's a place that God is taking you. And I could see the brightness that was beginning to come. Because you were yielding to that which God was drawing you into. A bright, oh my God, a bright. Maito skizo zela berakumba. You see, some of us, God wants to renew your energy, your strength. And that's why he's calling you for a time of adventure in the spirit. Because he wants to renew your strength. He's saying you cannot go with this strength into the new phase. You will need to shed the old feathers. Because new wings will be given unto you. So that you can mount up. Can we pray for 5 minutes? Just for 5 minutes. God is willing to give strength. He's willing to give strength. Babo Demina. Labra Secomade. Ove Seco Priscova Lamantali. Embreke Sobalatua. Braske Sose Lado Monocompre. Lado Vasebia.
Apreskopre zabazuka, ela katamanda, ela katamanda, ela semena, ayakante, ela kudama, ela shagita, ela kantelia, ebra shakatala baboto, amregede sopria tababona tabena, alalala basuka, alalala basanta baboria, raskata branda babona ta, amenata, agabayata, amanata, abayata, Agabasanta, Agabayata, Ebreskobeda, Supria la Babolata, Malababose, Eladonsali, Cabra Astala, Alalalalalala, Ekabasanta, Branta Babolata, Akabata, Branta Baboria, Akaba, oh, Hallelele, Kina Lemona, Hallelele, Ambassai la Bokema, Ayela la Bobesaina. Braskata baboria, branda baboria, eske kele bote, jamino kombre, la pose kabelabria, ika masobria la babose, baboria, asanta branda babomata, ala basanta braska, ela masabria da babomata, baroske tamena, lebreske te bosene, abranta babomata, ebria da babosa, ale maleta kante, ela masanta babor, ala masubria da babata, ele da basubria da babonda, mamendo, mamendo, seke keni mama, bruskela masaila, elemanto, obres kababa, ika metoria, abres gombe, eke samatwa, ika menakula, bali seke lama, labroska preskuba, barito, ela miso sela mandali, alala maboria. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, this is what I saw. I saw two sets of people. And from the vision, I saw what shows that you have been blessed to advance in this season. It's a kind of cap. There's a cap. So, these ones were capless. These ones had the cap on. And I saw God removing the cap of these ones and giving it to these ones. And I was asking, what is this? He said, there's a change of leadership. There's a change of guard in the body of Christ. That after the lockdown is accomplished, a new set of functionaries will come upon the scene. A new set of leaders will be released upon the scene. He said the whole agenda of the lockdown is to fully effect the handover, because a new set of functionaries are going to take over from this point. He will cause their voices to be heard. It is in view of some of these changes in the spirit that God has been calling some of his own into fasting, into prayer, because he wants to give them the ordination that will equip them to begin to function at such a time. The prayer is simple. Can we ask God, do not pass me by? Just for 5 minutes, don't pass me by. Don't pass me by. I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man. Amena la preska besa la bronde masalena bana amamane bo elana ne so se la pramena curia mama yeki somena la prosa meno ika mama e to se ni abanda babalena la proske ta man so se la preka bante kabarata jemina haita jemina le isko Presco pele mesico presco vala matale. Andelo boboria. Brasketa maula. Thank you, Jesus. Can we pray? I want to pray. I see a lady. Your name is Sarah. And you are watching. You are watching now. Your name is Sarah. You've been in prayer. You've been in fasting. You've been asking God for an intervention. Asking God for a visitation. I can even see that you are on your knees now. You are on your knees right now. Your name is Sarah. And God is releasing a visitation on your life, because your words have ascended into heaven. And now God is giving you the empowerment you need to recover everything that you have lost. God's hand comes upon you so that you can recover. Your name is Sarah. 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 I hear that name. Sarah. Oh my God. The hand of God will come on many people today. Many people. But I want to confirm that. Sarah, if you can hear me, send us a message on the chat, the dialogue. Sarah, before I pray for you, because the hand of God will come on you so heavily. And when the hand of God comes, we will not be able to communicate with you. So Sarah, while I was talking, you were on your knees. I don't know where you were praying from or connecting from, but you were on your knees while I was talking. And your name is Sarah. You've been seeking God, and I came to tell you that the time of the manifestation of the things that you seek is now. Is now. Sarah, Sarah, just give us a chat quickly. Send us a chat quickly. Let me get that confirmation before I begin to move. Oh my God. Amasuria Bura Mate Kubreske. Two people listening to me right now, and God was instructing you on a fast, to begin a fast, a spiritual journey, an adventure with Him, two of you, before you joined in for the program. I'm saying the voice you heard is from God. I'm just trying to confirm that adventure that God wants you to begin to partake in. Because that adventure is going to be fruitful. It's going to be fruitful. Oh my God. Two of you, also I need that confirmation. You can send us a chat before we begin to pray. Okay, there's someone else. Anytime you begin to fast and to pray and to do spiritual exercises, you receive terrible demonic attack. There is a terrible demonic attack that you receive anytime you begin to do spiritual exercises. Anytime you begin to do spiritual exercises, I need your name. So just let them know through a chat so that we can agree with you. Ami sosela kabres kavara tomina. Endomene zebri iskopitalwa hikobraske. Mate kumbe lama subria hakabamata. You see, I see five ladies. Oh my God. Now, B, I need a feedback before I can continue. I need a feedback. What I'm seeing is huge. What I'm seeing is huge. Oh my God. Man so se la bresco fetamico brala. Camboro cosico bresco felami. Abaito cum prescava summa sepri. Mugebalata. 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 Now listen, there are five ladies that I'm seeing that God is raising. Five ladies. These ones are prophetic intercessors. As they pray, they see. As they pray, they hear. As they pray, they see. As they pray, they hear. And when they decree things because of the favor they have found in the sight of God, God honors their words. These five ladies that I speak of, a unique anointing is going to come on you. A unique anointing. As I speak, the anointing is beginning to come. The anointing is coming stronger. It's beginning to come stronger. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that these five ladies might receive an impartation. An impartation of your spirit. An impartation of your spirit in the name of Jesus, that your hand might descend on these five ladies. On these five ladies. Yep, it's already coming. And it's coming strong. It's overwhelming you. It is increasing your capacity. Because God will send you. God will use you. He will send you to some territories to begin to destroy the installations of the kingdom of darkness. He will send you to some families. And you'll bring God's word to them. This anointing is a unique anointing. And it's strong. It's coming strong. It's coming strong upon these five ladies. Coming strong upon these five ladies. It's a time of an enlargement of capacity. It's a time of an enlargement of capacity. And God is expanding your capacity. Aliskobreka matalia. Elenenemokuria. Sikobreskuvela. He said, this is your time. This is your time. This is your time.
You felt like you lost so much time. You felt that you lost so much time that you cannot achieve much with the time you have. But he's saying that with the grace that is making available on your life, you will not, the loss of time will not count, because there's going to be a multiplication of his activity around your life, and the time you wasted will not count. I'm seeing somebody, the person is touching his TV screen. I don't know if it's a she or he, but the person is touching the TV screen now. Now, just keep touching it. Keep touching it. At the count of seven, the power of God will take you over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Holy Ghost. Iyamo momo mokaria. Iyamo seke baske kombela. Isa makale boboria sikobre. We ask, O God, that the lives of your people will become receptive to the move of your spirit. That the lives of your people will become receptive to the move of your spirit.
The move of your spirit. The move of your spirit. Maiso sela iko brantedi. Iko brantedi. Iko brantedi. Isa meniko breskovila.
Oh, there is someone I see, the person is afflicted. And the person is wondering, how will God use a sick person? I want to challenge you, because God will heal you now. Right now, you are going to rise up. Right now, you are going to rise up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that sickness. I rebuke that sickness. I rebuke that infirmity. I command that pain by the side. That pain by the side. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Yes, do I have a feedback? Okay, I wanted that. Now we are going to pray. And we are going to mention three nations. The United Kingdom, Ghana, South Africa, and those that are watching us from the United States. Now the hand of God is going to go to these nations as we pray. There are several functionaries that God wants to recruit and God wants to conscript for this season that are in these nations. Can we pray that the hand of God will come upon them? That the hand of God will come upon them.
Isco vezazi yambreske vosamatale. Ah, curia bascopela. Jamena cadia. Presco velantos isosela ante. Apre cupatua. Apre shamena. Apre shamena. Apre shamena. Apre kende. Isco precasanto briatababonia. Amezoselaite. Brai compali. Brai compali. Esosela brantababonima.
Thank you, Lord. A woman, I heard your cry. You were calling to God and asking him about the fruit of the womb. About the fruit of the womb. That was your prayer point. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command that womb to open. Let that womb open. Let that womb open. And I release your miracle. I release your miracle to you in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Now, so the Sarah that I'm speaking about, what is this? Adewusi. Okay. That's Sarah. Today is your day. And we release the hand of God upon you. And we ask that the grace of God multiply on your life. In the name of Jesus. We confront pain, diseases, sicknesses. And if it is anyone that has the symptom of COVID-19 and is experiencing the symptom right now, in Jesus' mighty name, I rebuke that spirit. I bind that spirit of infirmity. I release your lungs from that sickness, from that disease, in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God come upon you right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, in this season of preparation, in this strategic season in the heavens, where you are lifting men up, where you are endorsing people for that which is ahead, we ask that you do not pass us by.
let your strong hand be upon us. Let it be, O God, in the days to come, that on the account of the manifestations that will come from us, it will be clear that we have been with you. In the name of Jesus.